Police in Atlanta are looking into accusations that Mike Epps assaulted a man outside a comedy club for making fun of him and the Kevin Hart thing.
Wow.
Now, Epps allegedly hit the guy in the face. Then two other men joined in, reportedly beating this guy up and then throwing him into Epps' Ferrari. Really? The guy was apparently treated for bruises and cuts to his head. But you see, they got a picture of him up on TMZ. He's got like a neck, you know, like a neck brace on. He looks like he was really.
Yeah, he really trying to get some money. Yeah. I wonder if he got hurt real bad.
That's what you do, though.
I think if Mike Epps hit me, I don't know if it would hurt that much.
Yeah, but if two other guys.
If that's true.
If it's true, I don't know. Russ, J-Lo's boy toy may have a pattern.
Really?
A new transgender model says she and Casper Smart have been sextagramming with him, sending her naked pictures of himself.
Wow, the friendly ghost.
I mean, what is going on here? And Albert should be very happy about this. Rihanna's nipples are making news again.
That joint was vicious.
Okay, she was at last night's CFDA Fashion Awards, and she's anything anybody's talking about. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
She was everything. Her outfit was everything. She wore a sheer, sparkly number, which you could clearly see right through with no bra, of course.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
I thought she looked hot.
I think it was done very well.
Oh, it was very tasteful.
Well, the thing is, it's tasteful.
How did you know? You were drooling. That's how you knew, right?
The thing is, she was at a fashion award, and she's all anybody's talking about. So, you know, that's
what
it's about.
But the funny thing was, the bottom was sheer, too.
But she had underwear on.
And little fur, and kept it in the front the whole time.
Yeah, but she had underwear. Wear on.
I don't know because they showed the side where I saw a lot of cheekage.
She had on the kind that matched your skin.
This Negro came up with a new word, cheekage.
It was nude underwear.
You're like 12. Yeah. No, I guess like 14. Ooh, she ain't got no panties on.
He's kind of guy that drops a pencil in front of Rihanna and picks it up.
With a mirror.
Somebody
tripped
on his toes.
So you got a problem,
shoe mirror.
Meanwhile, everybody's also talking about the possible hookup of Rihanna and Drake again at Sunday Summer Fest. Yes. No. But here's the thing. Why did Drake perform Chris Brown's Loyal? You know, that's the song that's a diss against Rihanna. So I don't know about that. Speaking of, Sunday's performance won't be the last for G-Unit. They're apparently back. Yesterday, 50 debuted a new track with them called Nah, I'm Talking About, which is the first collabo from the group since 2008. Meanwhile, 50's fifth CD, Animal Ambition, is finally out today.
I thought you said Animal.
That's what it sounds like.
Shut your mouth,
I heard nothing
Abbott.
About animals.
Okay, and a follow-up to Gangnam Style is on its way. And you're probably wondering, why are you telling us? Guess who Psy is collaborating with?
Miley Cyrus.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
I got a story for you.
Okay, let me hear.
Columbus Short is doing an independent film in Atlanta.
Really?
And casted to be playing in that movie with him is Marcus Houston.
Okay.
Columbus Short said, I'm not doing this movie if Marcus Houston is in it.
Who?
Marcus Houston.
Why?
He says it cheapens the product.
He better try to get all the work he can right now.
Guess what?
What?
Marcus Houston got let go.
Are you kidding me?
And that's just the inside indie stuff that I know about.
Don't try to come up here and name. This ain't straight from the Russ.
You don't ever state your sources. Right. What did they teach you at the University of Maryland?
I wasn't asking you to name your
sources. She said straight from the source.
You
apologize.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
All right, I'm Alfreda. That's how. But you know what? I would think Columbus Shore would be trying to get all the work he can right now with everything going on.
You know what? You know, listen, he should,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he's doing
I would be humble.
Film.
I'd
you
be on the humble.
You couldn't touch this dude when he was doing Scandal.
But Russ,
that wasn't going to happen.
You understand his point, though, don't you?
I like Marcus Houston. He's cute.
Yeah, but
I like
what's one
him
good
too,
movie
but,
he was in, actually?
But
you got served?
That was a good movie?
You can't play that game, man.
Yeah.
But what if you turned around and say, hey, I don't want to be in a movie with a dude that allegedly beats women?
Hey, do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But remember, people didn't want to be in movies with Will Smith. People, you know what I mean? People, so you never know.
Yeah.
I remember because Sam Jackson was like the rappers.
With 50 Cent.
He didn't want to be with rappers. Right?
But what's 50 Cent? I'm Alfreda Zatoff, the wire for more stuff.
Right.
I guess. Go to the rest of our morningshow.com.